Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Most North Dakotans know that the Red River Valley is a portion of the former lake bed of Glacial Lake Agassiz. There are other glacial lake plains in the state that are less well known. I was thinking about that recently while thumbing through the former state geologist John Bloomley's book, North Dakota's Geological Legacy, from 2016. Glacial Lake Agassiz, of course, formed during the end of the last ice age as the glacier retreated. It's known for its flat topography and agricultural productivity, which is largely due to the lake deposits that form deep, rich soils that make for very productive farmland. And unlike many other areas of eastern North Dakota, one does not find many rock piles in these fields. Among the less well-known glacial lake plains is Glacial Lake Souris. Like Glacial Lake Agassiz, this lake also formed at the end of the last ice age. It covered a portion of southwest Manitoba and southeast Saskatchewan, and in North Dakota, a strip of land between Turtle Mountain and the Souris River, southward to near Denby, and eastward to the Rugby area. As such, it covered much of Bottineau and McHenry counties, as well as portions of Rolette and Pierce counties. Like Glacial Lake Agassiz, Glacial Lake Souris is also quite flat, contains deep, rich soils, and is some of the most productive farmland in the state. There are also areas of nearshore and offshore sandy areas and sand dunes associated with the lake, particularly around the Towner, Bantry, and Denby areas. There are a few other glacial lake beds in eastern North Dakota. Glacial Lake Candu in the Candu area occupies parts of Benson, Ramsey, and Towner counties, while Glacial Lake Minnewaukan is an earlier version of the present-day Devil's Lake. And in Dickey and Sargent counties, to the north and south of Highway 11, between Foreman and Oaks and the James River, is Glacial Lake Dakota, which continues southward into South Dakota's James River Basin. So as you travel these or other expansive areas of relatively flat landscapes, with rich soils and few if any rock piles in the fields, keep in mind that they may be also glacial lake plains. They're often important agriculturally productive areas. There are also ice-walled lake plains or elevated lake plains in eastern North Dakota, but we'll save that topic for later. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.